WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford. Yeah.
Feeling increasingly unwell, Hoffman was obliged to return home. It was wartime. He went by bicycle. As the journey progressed, the external world began to look stranger and stranger. By the time he reached home, normal reality had disintegrated.
Nature, the feeling to see now the true aspects of nature, the beauty in it, and which filled me with happiness.
For the Rutherford Institute, here is John Whitehead.
Remember the candy you ate as a kid? Fizzies, wax lips, candy cigarettes, candy buttons, atomic fireballs, BB bats, bubblegum cigars, and lemon drops were all the rage at one time. But as more schools fall prey to zero-tolerance policies, the sweet concoctions of childhood are fast becoming bitter pills to swallow for today's young people. For example, one 6-year-old Colorado boy was treated to a sour experience after he was caught sharing a lemon drop with a fellow student. After calling an ambulance and the local fire department, school officials suspended the boy from school for a half a day under the school's zero-tolerance policy for illegal drugs. The point of law is our Fifth Amendment. The right to due process, especially in the form of common sense in the classroom, is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
My name is Angel Raich. I'm a mother of two teenage children, and I fought all the way to the Supreme Court for the right to use the medicine that saved my life. I've been permanently disabled for 10 years, with an inoperable brain tumor, wasting syndrome, and several other serious conditions. For 4 years, I was in a wheelchair, in so much pain, I couldn't even hug my kids. The hardest part was looking in their eyes and seeing how much they were suffering because of my medical condition. The medicine that gave me my life back and gave my kids their mom back was cannabis, also known as medical marijuana. With medical marijuana, I can walk, maintain my weight, and I can be a mom. Without it, my doctors believe that I would die. To learn more about medical marijuana, contact Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or on the web at mpp.org.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
Plastic sushi of the gods.
Tears of the strawberry in time.
Plastic strawberry sushi in time.
Plastic strawberries of the gods.
Just get your mind together and come along with me. We'll have- You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. And we're bringing you a celebration of Bicycle Day, that psychedelic holiday celebrated on April 19th, commemorating the first LSD trip by Dr. Albert Hoffman in 1943. I'm doing something a little unusual. I'm starting the next song. This is Pink Floyd's Echoes from their Metal album. Because I got a whole bunch more music that I want to make sure that I get in. So going over the last set, we began with Axe Monkey and Frenetic Carmen. And then we heard a live version of Careful With That Axe Eugene, recorded at the Fillmore West in April 29th, 1970. Then it was a selection from our featured album Nuggets, Original Artifacts from the First Psychedelic Era with the Electric Prunes, and I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. And we finished that set with Devo's incredibly cool cover of Jimi Hendrix's Are You Experienced? And this, yes, this is Echoes from Pink Floyd's Metal album, as I mentioned. And, well, let's get going with the rest of this. You're on WMFO. Amen. Goes. Now, here's coming Axe Monkey and Dolly's Dark Dreams, then some Jimi Hendrix and Shonen Knife and Kraftwerk and Captain Beefheart and his magic band. You're at WMFO in Medford.
The face of the precipice is black with lovers. Thank you.
being a cautious man, and I thought I would start with the smallest quantity, which even it could have any effect. This room, I was really astonished how this room had changed. The room itself and the objects in this room had quite a different form, different color, different meaning. The objects like this chair was like if he was a living object. It became moving from inside. Was so unusual that I really got afraid that I had become insane.
A kind next-door neighbor brought milk as an antidote.
Ich bring Ihnen ein Gläschen Milch, Herr Doktor.
She too was malevolently transformed. Bizarre and terrifying hallucinations continued all evening. At times, Hoffman felt that he was dead and had arrived in hell. But, at last, 6 hours after taking the drug, he felt himself returning to the normal world.
お気に入り はてんやんやとうとう白い壁の中らしい毎朝髪を編んで夢心地壁の中に家を建てている
thank you.
2 days later, now fully recovered, Hoffman reported his discovery to the head of the laboratory. 1 teaspoon of this new drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporally insane.
Some kind of, I would say, mystical experiences.
Been tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio, as I hope it's been for you this evening as we celebrated Bicycle Day, a psychedelic holiday commemorating the first LSD trip by its discoverer, Dr. Albert Hoffman, on April 19th, 1943. We've been mixing up clips from a BBC documentary on that discovery and a whole bunch of music from local artists Axe Monkey and the Nuggets compilation. And Pink Floyd, vintage psychedelic Pink Floyd. That last set was kind of Dolly-based, Salvador Dali. We began with Axe Monkey and Dolly's Dark Dream. And then Jimi Hendrix, his Room Full of Mirrors, followed by Shonen Knife with Dolly's Sunflower. And then Kraftwerk with Electrocardiogram, a live version from Minimum Maximum. And we finished with a guy who's a musical genius, produced by Frank Zappa, but I can really only take one song at a time. That was Captain Beefheart in the Magic Band with Dolly's Car from Trout Mask Replica. Meanwhile, backing me up and sending us off as we segue into Savoir Faire and songs from the Squid Pod, this is Sun Ra and Galactic Voyage from A Song for the Sun. Thanks so much for listening to this sound collage. I expect to be back again next week with another different sound collage for you. And until then, remember, it's fine to go out and have fun and party and enjoy your favorite inebriants, but be responsible. And in particular, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because that kills people. We don't want you to die. We don't want anybody to be killed by you either. Something to keep in mind. For from your friends here at WMFO in Medford.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson.